So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lock 'em and load 'em. Lock 'em and load 'em. It's going to be special. It's going to be really special.
There's the Euro boys. There they are back on American Wi-Fi, back in popsicle polos. Look at you.
Is that
rocket
not,
ship?
It might be one of my favorite Giuseppe D polos of all time.
That's a great, I mean, but listen, a polo like that, you're only wearing 2 days out of the year. You're wearing that Memorial Day, 4th of July. That's it.
Not our Joseph paired
out. Well, 4th of July. That's very acceptable. It's patriotic.
Yeah,
I like it, Joe.
I could see me going to Factors with him week one of the NFL.
No,
and
you
he shows up.
That.
No. I could see him doing it. I mean, look.
It's a summer shirt.
It's not a winter shirt, I'll tell you.
Certainly got the season right there, Joe. Definitely.
Joe, I got a question for you. This is kind of random, but I just went to thaw a steak. Okay. Who's to protect? Is there some type of organization to protect companies from saying that a steak is Wagyu when it's not? Because the steak I have doesn't look Wagyu. You know what I mean? Like, is there somebody, like, can't anybody just put Wagyu on there?
No.
I'm sure they could, but
who's
sure
to protect?
Not everybody makes a sneaker can put a Nike check on it and call it Nike, Bob. It's the same thing.
Right, but there's got to be some type of regulation. Something's got to be, I mean, because you could think then they could just kind of price gouge.
By the way, Bob, there's varying levels of if you're Wagyu, there's varying levels. So there's A1, 2, 3, 4, yep. 5. Yeah. So it could be a very low level Wagyu. So it still would be in the classification of a Wagyu steak, but it's going to have a much different differentiation of marbleization, fat content than an A5 would, to the point
A5 is what you're looking for.
A5 is going to look like a night and day different steak than something low level. You could even have something that's prime, that's very good, but it doesn't mean that it's, you know, so yes, it's like saying, I mean, I'm sure the steak that you have has been labeled correctly, Bob. It's probably not a very high end steak.
I'm just making sure. Well, but if it's labeled correctly, it should be Wagyu, no?
Bob, I just explained to you there's different levels of Wagyu, you know? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, how could I explain, like, I'm trying to think of another.
I think Bob is saying there needs to be some types of checks and balances on
Without
the Wagyu.
Well, maybe there should be like a crash course in like what you're buying before you just go and throw your money to the dogs at the grocery store.
Rosa wrote,
but you know what the
Bob.
Sick thing is? The sick thing is, Bernard, the sick thing is that he didn't even pay for that steak. I guarantee you it was given to him. And meanwhile, he's complaining about the marbleization that it shouldn't be classified.
You know, Joe, you know what's amazing?
Not wrong.
You know what's
wrong,
amazing?
Bob?
Is that I'm right?
It's the steaks that Joe brought over for a party that I had. I swear to you. Guys. Is that amazing?
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Complaining about, you know how many people would be grateful to get
that's
free
not,
Wagyu?
Don't go there. I'm just asking for
a
beer
down would be thrilled to have some Wagyu steaks
on.
To share with
Let's
Dom.
Not,
and meanwhile, this guy's complaining that the classification
no,
is not an A5.
Not fair. I think that's totally taken out of context.
I don't know if it
I
is.
I just want to be assured that
Listen, I think there are
checks and balances.
Listen, I think, yeah, checks and balances. I think, you know, I had a Wagyu not too long ago, and it was really good. But I got to be honest, like, yeah, the levels, like Joe was talking about, A1 to A5. A5 is what you're looking for, but I mean, you're talking really, really top-end imported cuts. You'll know when you look at it. It doesn't look like, you know, when you get a steak in the package, it's got like that real deep red color. Like an A5 Wagyu has got so much marbleized fat, it's more like of like a pinkish color, Joe. Am I right? Like, yeah, in the packaging, as opposed to like a deep red.
Yeah, it's not red. It's almost like a pinkish white.
Yeah.
And I will say this too. Any company that's sending specialized steaks, they're not sending A5 steaks. Because if you're getting A5 Wagyu, you're getting it from the distributor, from the supplier. You're not going to have a third party, like a Cousins for Maine Lobster, but for beef, that's sending out A5 steaks. It's just not going to happen.
Wow.
I'm not talking about Cousins. I'm saying like a company like that, that specializes in something, like they are in lobster. If you had another company that's in beef,
allegedly,
and I don't know who sent you that, but they're not going to send you A5. You're not going to get A5.
Man, did you ever hear the story of me, Fat Perez, the Jet, and this girl that I was seeing at the time went to Cut Steakhouse to go visit Cutsy, and the chef is, I love the chef. He's the nicest guy. He's just terrific.
I remember interacting with him. I forget where.
And
via Joe, he was a nice guy.
The chef didn't know that Fat Perez does. By the way, Fat Perez right now is eating chorizo tacos on July 4th. That he just
he's tough.
He didn't know that Fat Perez doesn't eat anything, yet alone steak. So the chef is sending out A5 Wagyu. He's sending out lobster, everything. And the girl that I was with barely eats. Right. You know, Jet doesn't really know what he's eating. He just goes at it. So I didn't want to embarrass the chef. And Perez ate. He doesn't eat. He doesn't eat much. So I had to consume a sickening amount of food.
What a shame, Bob. You had to put down Michelin star food down your gullet. What an absolute tragedy.
No, but Perez has a palate for liquids. Solids, we're still working on that. So
he just sent a picture on July 4th. He's eating chorizo tacos on July 4th.
He's obsessed with these chorizo tacos.
He loves chorizo. Chorizo's good, but I mean, on July 4th,
there's five things this guy eats. Pizza, and it's only got to be cheese pizza.
And you know what?
Don't touch any other pizza. Cheese pizza, chicken fingers. Yeah. Okay,
also
chicken
good.
Fingers. He'll do. He does that shrimp boil that Ann Cole does. He likes that. And then the chorizo tacos. It's like four things that he will eat. We went for dinner at a nice
the shrimp boil.
The shrimp boil made the list, shockingly enough. But we went for dinner at this high-end restaurant in Boston. We go to this nice restaurant. Last night we're there. He opens the menu. Bob, I'm not making this up. He opens the menu. He looks at it, scans it over, closes the menu, puts it down. I said, Perez, what are you going to order? He's like, this place is not for me. The server came up to him. He said, what will you be eating? He's like, I will take a bourbon and a piece of bread. And the guy is the biggest guy at the table, eating a piece of bread with butter and two bourbons.
I got to mention, and it's all in good fun. I mean, Perez was cracking up about it. His wife, Ann Cole, took a picture of him floating in the pool.
Oh, my God. Tremendous.
It looks like he's wearing a tan bathing suit. He has
it's
a
pink. It's pink.
It's pink. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So the bathing suit, and we'll put the picture up. It looks like he's got a vagina. The way that it's shaped, and he was cracking up about it. I mean, he was. Does it not, Joe? Am I wrong?
Yeah, the mangina, you know, claims started coming out.
Voice message back. He goes, "Oh, camel toe. Boy, oh hey, god, boy. It is absolutely fucking."
He was very chill. I thought he was not going to be happy that you put that up on the net.
Yeah,
he's good like that. Yeah, he doesn't.
That's why he's a star. You got to be able to laugh at yourself sometimes.
You're absolutely right, man. Yeah. And 100%. Speaking of stars, dude, I just whenever Giuseppe comes on without a hat. Look at that hair, Mikey.
Will you stop? Come on into the
camera for us, Joseph. Look at that, man. That is volume. Like you come
personified
to the camera.
What do you mean come closer? I'm not a pet here. You know, just not a little child. Fields. What?
That, man, that is special.
Yeah.
That is so
Bear, Bear Down's eyes just lit up.
It really is. It really is.
I wonder if the top of his headset even touches like his skull. I don't think it does. It just rests on top of that coif.
It does. Yo, it's kind of like
you talk about a barber's dream, bro.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
You know what Q the barber would do with that?
Yeah. Yeah. He's something pretty special because he makes you look like you have like something really good up there.
I appreciate
like when you
that,
come
Joe,
out.
That's very nice.
No, he does a good job.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate that.
He does do it. He does cut
I'm
a nice
job. I'm trying to give Q
he
some props,
nice
Bob.
Well,
he does
a nice job. Nice job. I pay him $70.
That's fucking insane.
$70.
But you know
is
what?
He's painting hair on for you like Michelangelo.
He's well, got I mean. Pretty much, yeah. I mean, from what you said, Joe, you're not. That's not far off.
So, what is his price? Beard and haircut fade is what, 55, and then you give him 15, or?
You know what? We never even got there. It just was right. 70 from the time that I sat down. I mean, it could be.
Is that with the tip?
With the tip.
Okay,
so it's not that bad.
No, right. It's not because by me it's 45 and I give 60. You know, it's 45.
I think if you do the,
yeah, because I got it. I tipped the guy 15. I mean, what am I supposed to give him?
That's a good tip.
That's a very good tip. I would give him 10, 12. Now, if 12. You, yeah, 30%.
That's I think he'd rather just have 10.
I would say that if you do the beard trim now, that's something I'm starting to do now when I go in. I think it's
oh, you have to. You have
just,
to.
You look so clean when you
it's
do that
so much
beard
better.
Trim. It's a game changer. To
you
the
have
point
to.
Where, like, I missed my barber today, and I was like, you're going to be in before tomorrow, before I go to Tahoe to get the beard trim, and they're all off, and today they were closed, and it's like, I'm going to have to try to do this myself now, and it's probably going to get butchered.
Yeah, be careful.
You know what it does, too, it when you do it and you moving forward, like a week after when it's time to shave your beard, it aligns you. You know where you need to be going to where it kind of gives you, you know what I mean? It kind of gives you the guideline of where you need to be. And, you know, the thing that I love about Q, that it's a big thing to have for a barber, knowing when there's time for dialogue and knowing just times just to rest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm in the chair for an hour and it's a beautiful 10 minutes on, 15 minutes off, 10 minutes on, 15 minutes off. We talk after and I'm out of it. It's a beautiful thing. And it's big for a barber.
The same barber has been cutting my hair for 15 years. It's the same thing.
Wow.
Same thing. He just knows exactly what to say, what not to. He's just, he's that's it. I won't get my hair cut by anybody else.
Was he at your wedding, Mikey V?
No. No, it was not at my wedding.
I mean, Bob, it's a bar.
We had to draw a limit somewhere, Bob. We had to draw a limit somewhere. It was already a 300 guest list wedding. So it was, jeez. You know, it was these weddings.
The
you have to keep
cut.
These weddings in check.
By the way, I do just want to say one more time, because Joe's uncle got bit by the Euro wedding bug in regards to he was at a Europe wedding and he saw the same thing that I saw last week. Okay, the poor guy. It was 11 o'clock at night.
Oof.
And they haven't even ate yet.
You know what time they got their entrees at?
Crazy.
What time?
12:30.
Yeah, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. And I got to tell you again, if you're in the wedding, like I said on the last pod, if you're in the wedding, I think it's an acceptable reality that you're going to be there all day. It's an all day affair, morning to night, morning for breakfast, getting the pictures done, getting dressed with the guys. Girls, it's even worse because they got to get makeup, hair, all that bullshit.
Oh, God,
but for guys, I'm telling you, it's an all day affair. You just accept it. But if you're just a guest at a wedding and you got to sit through that, that's outrageous. I mean, that is outrageous. Just and especially if it's on like a holiday weekend, like I saw neighbors at my new place because I was moving stuff over today at the new place. I saw my neighbors across the street and they were all dressed up and like not like barbecue dressed up, like tie and everything. They were like, yeah, we're going to a wedding. I was like, I'm 4th of July. They're like, yeah, I'm 4th of July. And you could tell they were miserable about it. Like miserable. Yeah, bro. Like who the fuck wants to go to a wedding?
You know why they did that? They saved a lot of money.
They save a lot of money per plate. Of course they do. That's, you know, and listen, I respect that. Mm. I get that. Like I'm not to weddings, especially in New Jersey, New York. I mean, I'm sure in California too, but New Jersey, New York weddings are outrageously overpriced as is. So if you could save, you know, 50, 70 bucks per plate, that's a big difference, especially if you got a big guest list. So I understand that, but if you get, I mean, thank God the weddings around here are not like in Europe, because that's just, I don't even know what I would do.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go.
I mean, you couldn't bring the kids.
No, you can't bring the kids. But listen, I brought my kids to a wedding. It was, I mean, to put it lightly, it wasn't, you know,
was Dom just running
wild? It wasn't really enjoyable, and that's putting it very nicely. You know, it's just, yeah, Dom is running wild, the baby's crying, you know, like,
G-Baby's very well behaved. I gotta say, G-Baby's very well, but
she's still a baby, though. You know what I mean? Like, she's still a baby.
She's like a little lady.
You gotta have eyes on target all the time with G-Baby.
I would offer up to take care of G-Baby. She's very good.
She's a very well behaved baby.
In all seriousness, Bear Down, in all seriousness,
yeah.
You and Holly have a night out that you have to go to.
Uh-huh. Okay?
You got to go to it.
Yeah.
Cutsy just so happens to be in New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right. He has to babysit the kids. Be dead honest with me. Do you let him babysit the kids?
I think I'd be good with the kids.
Well, would you let him speak? Can he answer the question?
And I wouldn't charge him.
The answer would be yes.
Thank you. Absolutely would.
I would. Yeah, I would, because I know that he would take it. There's one thing about Joe is Joe likes to have a great time. Joe is very much, you know, puts his inhibitions to the wind when he's on his own time. But if he was really tasked with something, he's a task master. So I feel like if he was really tasked with something and was asked to show up to task and do the job to task, I would trust in him that he's not going to do anything crazy. And also, I feel like if things really went south, he could call me, you know, we'd be able to. But I think, yeah, I would. Absolutely. I would. No hesitation.
I would treat it like the Super Bowl. I would take it very fucking seriously, Bob. Yes.
Dude, I think you would.
That's a big responsibility. It really is.
Now, if it was just I think if it was just the baby, he would have a very easy time. But Dom, I mean, doing both of the kids, Dom is just
head on a swivel.
Dom's tough.
No?
But taking care of both of them, one person, is very difficult. That's why all the credit in the world to my beautiful wife for watching
the movie. Holly is just built different.
Thank you.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah, I think Cutsy would give it everything that he had.
He would.
I would.
He
would.
He'd leave it all out on the field. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And as soon as something didn't go according to script, I would be calling Bear Down immediately.
I might get a lot of phone calls. it would be a lot of phone calls.
I'd be curious.
But that's fine. That's
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're on the horn all the time. Everyone knows that.
Yes. Oh, Bear Down, I got something for you. I mean, this to me.
Oh, no.
Joe, it was one of the funniest. I mean, I think Jesus. Me and Joe were at dinner in Europe, okay, last week. And since I've known Joe, he's talked about this Aloha Open that he's won. It's a golf
The
Yoloha Open. It's a golf tournament.
YOLO.
Because it was originated in Hawaii. We said it was Aloha, and I said it was the first ever, so it was a YOLO. So it turned into the Yoloha.
Got it.
So the Yoloha Open, and he always talks about this Open. So for as long as I've known Joe, I know that Joe won the Yoloha Open, okay? And there is a picture of Joe holding the trophy.
Right.
And the
good
way,
for you, Joe.
Thank
the
you.
The way that he's just beaming ear to ear with just pride and just like classic. Check your phone. I just sent it up. We're going to have Ticket put it up. Okay. I thought this was a tournament of 50 people. Okay. So look at him. He's beaming with pride. So for the longest time I've known Joe, I thought he won this.
Standing in front of the big Rolex clock and everything.
Yeah. It looks like a legit, like,
yeah.
Turns out it is. It's the Yoloha Open is with him and two of his friends.
No.
It is with him.
We take it very seriously, Bob.
Look at that picture. Look at the way
that trophy we get engraved.
The trophy is the size of your torso.
That's the Hawaiian god of money. That's and we get
a Hawaiian god of money.
We get engraved every year. Now here's the backdrop, which actually doesn't play into my favor. We had played five.
He's wearing the classic tiger. I'm sorry, Joe. He's wearing the classic tiger Sunday red. I mean, Jesus. Don't tell me that red polo wasn't on purpose, Joe. Don't tell me that.
No, it was. It was.
Yeah, no shit, it was.
You think that there's 100... It's like the FedEx Cup with the amount of people.
You know what? You know what the worst thing is, Bear Down? And what Bob spared, I'll just say it, is that was the fifth year that we had done it.
Okay.
And I had never won. So it had been, my friend had won twice, my other friend had won twice. I was the only one who had not won it. So when I won, it was like I was over the moon. I was very, very happy. And you know what? It's a pride thing.
you know, we do take it in the two fantasy leagues that I play in every single year for fantasy football. I mean, we do the champion customary does take a picture with the trophy at the beginning of the draft for the next season every year. But, that is like, and they hold the trophy, but that is with 12 other
people. That's with 12 people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's two other people. And mind you, for as long as I've known Joe, I've known about the Aloha Open. And
trophy is serious massive. Trophy.
Yes, and we get engraved every year. I'll show you the last time my buddy got engraved. Let me see if I have it here. Bears all sent it to me.
I was dinner table. Just I was cracking up. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was
now. Does a new trophy get produced every year, Joe? Does it get engraved?
No, no.
The winner holds it for the year.
Yes.
Okay.
The winner holds it for the year, and every year that they win, they get engraved. Now the problem is with pandemic. The last couple of years we didn't do it. So this year will be the first year back that we're doing. Here's the picture. Let me show this to the. Here's the picture. There's the engraving, and we do it on the side. So there's my name on the bottom.
Is that unbelievable?
It's the same name every year.
I was on the cold streak for the first few years. I'll tell you.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, but you know what? You know what? It's I do believe it.
You do. It's so on brand. The way that he is beaming with pride, it's just classic cuts, man.
I tell you what, great fit you had on, Joe. Like very official looking with the hat, the vest, the Sunday red. I mean,
I was
nothing could have brought me down that day. I was on. No. I was really, really good.
Folks, we interrupt the Brownlee Dumb Show to let you know that the Phantom of the Open is the outrageously true story of the world's worst golfer, no, not Bobby Fairways, Maurice Flitcroft. Maurice was a dreamer and an unrelenting optimist who managed to gain entry to the British Open Golf Championship, qualifying in 1976, and subsequently shot the worst round in Open history, becoming a folk hero in the process. Again, sounds a whole lot like Bobby Fairways. Golf Digest Cheers is the best golf movie ever made, starring Academy Award winner Mark Rylance and Academy Award nominee Sally Hawkins. The Phantom of the Open is now playing only in theaters, select cities, everywhere this Friday. And Mike, by the way, with the two fantasy football leagues, with what we got coming now with Prize Picks, by the way, promo code
the boys
gets you a free $100 matchup. You want to be riding with us golf now, but you got to get in for football season. I think Mikey V is going to put together very special season. I really do. I actually would like you to drop one of the fantasy leagues to focus more on Prize Picks.
No, it's funny that you said that because I have this year, unfortunately, but I think it was a necessary step. The league that I've been running for the last 7 or 8 years, I concluded the league this year. I told all the guys, I was like, because you know what the thing is I've been in the same three fantasy leagues for probably 10 years. And pretty much the makeup of these leagues is 90% of the same guys in every league. Mm-hmm. It's just someone else is a different commissioner and it's someone else's league. So the league I commissioned, I finally said, you know what, this year, I just can't do it. I said, I can't do it. I got too much going on. Work, the kids, the new house, the Prize Pick stuff, other things going on, the other fantasy leagues, football in general. It's just way too much. And I was like, I don't want the responsibility of a commissioner anymore because
There's always people getting into it, fighting nothing. And arguing.
Oh, bickering. Last year, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, we had a major. And it was the Saints quarterback, the tight end that converted to quarterback.
Oh, yes, Hill. Yes.
Taysom Hill, when he was getting counted in ESPN League as a tight end still when they knew he was going to start at quarterback, Dickie Gass and Mike Lodato got in. Yes. I mean, DJ Mike and Dickie Gass got into an argument about this, and DJ Mike threatened to leave the league in the middle of the season. So and, you know, ridiculous. That would affect the integrity of the whole league. league. So I had to make a decision. But it's things like that that like make the job absolutely horrible. There's no benefits of it really. So now I'll just participate in two leagues. I show up for draft night. Everyone gets fucked up, has a good time on draft night. Fun. That's the best part of fantasy football anyway. We do the live drafts. We don't do it over the computer. We do all live drafts.
That's the way to
go. Go to the live draft. You have a great time with your friends. It's an excuse to get out for the night. And then you know what? I could manage lineups and I don't have any sense of responsibility. If my team stinks because I'm not watching the waiver wire appropriately, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have any responsibilities. This guy's making this move. This guy's making that move.
You know what's crazy to me? I was like, okay, when me and Joe were in Switzerland, Joe always talks about him living in Switzerland, but I never was able to really like think of or picture where he was living. With the time difference for Joe when he was living in Switzerland, the 1 o'clock games, I always say the 1 o'clock games is the first slate of games.
The first LA,
10 o'clock. The first set of games start at what, 7 p.m., Joe?
Yeah, so 10 a.m. LA Pacific time would be 7 o'clock at night. So 7 o'clock would be the first slate of games. Oh, and the next slate would be at
11 o'clock at night.
10 o'clock, 10:30. It's 3 hours.
10:30, Sunday night football is a wash.
And then if Sunday night football is not the Packers, you're not watching. Or unless it's like impacting your fantasy football league. I'll never forget the worst experience I ever had was the fucking Fail Mary on a Monday night watching
the Seattle
and I had to go to class. I had to go to class almost right after that game ended, after all the fucking, cause it was such a long delay and stuff. I took my laptop. I was so pissed and I hurdled it across the fucking room up against the wall.
That was the replacement referee year. Right?
Worst call to this day that I have ever witnessed with my own eyes was just horrific. But
you know,
get back on the fantasy thing. I maybe not this year because of everything Mikey V has, but in the future, I'd love to do a fantasy league with us.
Oh, we should.
Like you,
we
me.
Should. I talked to Ticket.
Air down. I think Ticket. It
would be good. Yeah.
I mean, we could do like even good. Like an 8-man league, I think would be really fucking
you
fun.
Already, you and Ticket already had this dialogue, Mikey
V? Yeah, Ticket brought it up to me and I said it would be very good, but I'm not going to commission the league though. If Ticket wants to commission the league, absolutely. I would be involved. I think it'd be good for the brand. I think it would be fun. We could do some type of, you know, live draft over like an IG live or a YouTube live or something.
Recap.
I think people would get a kick out of it. I think. I do.
Yeah. We have to get Fat Perez in there. You can get Tato, man.
You get the Jet.
You get the Jet in there for sure. Yeah. The time difference for me was crazy. Even the Yankee games, you wake up. Okay. I had to wake up to find out what happened with the Yankees. The Yankees would start at 1 a.m.
Yeah. That's awful.
I never knew what day it was.
I would never watch Monday Night Football ever. I would never watch it. Even if my team was playing in it, I would never watch. It's too late.
And by the way, I am still not. Now, mind you, I haven't really committed to it. I've just kind of let the wind, you know, go as it takes me. With the Europe times, I am now, when I've been back, since I've been back 5-6 days or whatever, I fall asleep at 8 o'clock at night here. And I'm up at 4 a.m.
It's ridiculous.
I can't.
You got to adjust. Bob doesn't adjust well with Europe stuff. And
are you fully adjusted already, Joe? You're back on draft.
I'm back. It took me one day. I'm back. I did it so many times. Well, no, in all honesty, like I was doing it throughout for 3 years. I lived there almost. And I just kind of learned like you have to force yourself into that time slate. So, you know, you need to stay up late when you're going over there and just force it. And same thing, vice versa. You need to put yourself into the proper time zone you are in. And if that means going to bed at like 3 a.m. your regular time, then you got to do that, you know, and then that'll be the best way to go about it. But
I haven't tried. I've just kind of just when I'm ready for bed, I just go to bed. And then, you know, this morning I was like, holy shit, you know, I got to get out of this way. I got to change things up.
I wish you could see this guy in Europe, Baradon. You would have
had to cracked. It had to be
it
something.
It was just.
It had to be something.
It was like. I will say this, and I'm not, and Bob, I think you agree. Like, kudos to me because I don't know how Bob would have been because he followed me like I was a seeing eye dog.
Oh, that's correct.
Like,
that's correct.
And I will say, I procrastinated planning the trip till very late, but it was planned beautifully. It was very well orchestrated. Everything
minus
was,
the flights, obviously.
Well, I can't control that. The American Airlines could go screw themselves. But I will say that watching Bob in Europe to the point where it's like he would do things that just you don't do there. So like we went to Milan the one day we got there and we had some downtime. He said, I want to go to the gym. There was a gym nearby that he wanted to go to. And so I said, listen, I got to take a nap.
Dangerous.
He goes to the gym And I don't hear from him for a few hours. We're supposed to go for dinner that night. And I call him. I say, Bob, you okay? Like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, I got into it. I was like, what do you mean you got it? He's like, I got into it with an Italian guy at the gym. Oh, and boy. I'm thinking like, oh my God, here we go. Like, this is why I didn't want to let him go by himself to the fire. I was like, I should have been there. I said, what the fuck did you do? He goes, I went in the sauna with my shoes on. I was like, so what's wrong? He's like, this guy got pissed at me and I fucking clapped back at him. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I was like, Bob, is this an old guy? Is he young? Bob, am I wrong? Like, I hear what he said to this old guy. The old guy told him, he said, no shoes in the sauna or whatever, like in Italian. Huh, and I think it's actually a fair point. And Bob goes, okay. And the guy, he goes, I'm going. The guy starts getting back at him. He goes, no shoes. You take your shoes. He goes, Bob looks at him from what he tells me. He goes, all right, I get it. But you're out of line. Yeah. Italian guy probably had no fucking idea what he even meant by that. So the Italian guy thinks he's swearing at him and starts fucking going off out of him. Bob goes, all right, but you're out of line. And it's like, what in God do you think that this old Italian guy knows the phrase, you're out of line?
I know.
He thinks that Bob's swearing at him and it pisses him off even more.
When Joe started laughing at me, I didn't realize that, first off, the guy spoke no English. So for me to say you're out of line, it's like, even if he spoke a little bit of English, that's like a New Jersey thing to say. You know what I mean? But by the way, I'm one of the most least confrontational people. I walked into the sauna and this guy just started going at me. And so I just kind of put my hands up and I said, okay. I said, I get it. I said, but you're out of line. The guy looked at me.
Did you give him the pointer? You gave him Bobby Pointer?
If you point in Italian, that's a no-no.
He got up. Yeah, he got up and he said no. And then he started screaming.
Yeah, you don't point at an old now, Italian
he was
guy.
He was naked, I imagine, right? Fully naked? That's how they roll over there. There's no towels, so he was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, I had shorts on and t-shirt.
I'm sure. I am sure. Fully clothed against the naked old Italian man. Yeah.
Folks, we need to interrupt the Real and the Dumb show to let you know about the one, the only, the AG1 coming out of the Boys and Girls from Athletic Greens. You talk about something that I'm taking every goddamn day. You're talking about AG1 from Athletic Greens. Pop AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie every morning the way that Bob does, and then you could go ahead and thank me later. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and more. Start the day right. It gives me a little bit of a pep to my step, keeps me healthy, keeps me clean, and most importantly for me, supports gut health. With the way that I eat, Lord knows that I need it. AG1 as well is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Your subscription with Athletic Greens comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months or even southern months where we get some sunlight and we don't get as much sunlight. Regardless of when you're taking it, rain, shine, or snow, Athletic Greens is a no-brainer. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/dumb to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. You heard it here first. Pop their AG1 into a strawberry banana smoothie 5-6 days a week. You can thank me later. Me and Joe had a blast. We really did. I needed to leave the country and explore. You know, you guys always busted my balls about never seeing anything, and you were right. I mean, to not leave the country is crazy. So I needed to see something, and we had a ball. I mean, we really had a lot of fun. The Italian food is just unbelievable and everything. With that being said,
looked great.
I love America. I really do.
There's nothing like it. America's
right
the best.
It's right up my alley, you know? And then July 4th comes, which it is. Happy July 4th. I appreciate it so much. And that's nothing against the other countries. No. But this was, America is right up my alley.
America, the beautiful America, is that's why it's the greatest country in the world. And that's not a knock on any other country, but it really, I have the same way. I mean, I was in some of the greatest, nicest countries, and you still have that, like, I want to go back. I want to get back home. I want to get back to America. Just things are just, it's much better. Now, speaking of wanting to see things, I got to put the heat on Bob just for a quick second.
Oh,
just for a quick second. Now, Joe, we put up that post this morning for 4th of July from a famous movie with Will Smith, Bill Pullman, that revolves around aliens. And I think everybody in our age bracket would know what movie that is automatically. I mean, this is a well-known blockbuster film. When,
at what point are you going to realize? I keep telling you, the man does not.
This is a blockbuster film, and I'm talking, of course, about
Independence. Didn't know Shawshank Redemption up until a year ago.
Great movie. Great movie.
That's fine, but I feel like Independence Day, especially our age bracket, and even though Bob's a little younger, still, it's right in the wheelhouse of our age bracket, and that movie was like the quintessential, it was like an alien movie. It was like probably like the biggest alien movie that come out since the movie Alien, which was in
70s. Or
E.T. Right. And then Independence Day is like right after that. E.T., and I put the post up and Bob laughs at it. But like, I could tell immediately, I'm like, I don't think he knows what this is, but I really couldn't believe that. Like, there was no way. I just couldn't believe it. And Joe is telling me, oh no, believe it. I bet you he doesn't know what this is.
I don't give him the benefit of the doubt anymore.
Come to pass, Bob, you really didn't know the movie Independence Day. Is that correct?
No. Bro, there's so many that we've ran by that, I'll tell you this, you know what was really embarrassing?
Blows my mind, Bob.
Because I know of the movie, but obviously I know of the movie, but like, I couldn't tell you characters. I couldn't tell you.
Well, you've never seen it.
No. But I'm saying we were at the wedding and they came in with the baby. They just had like a newborn baby and they played the Lion King music.
You didn't know what was going on.
They
lifted the baby like the Ha Savannah. And I was like, Bob, isn't that hysterical? And he goes, what are they doing? I'm like, they're doing the Lion King.
It has to be very confusing.
They're holding the baby up. And Bob's like, why are they playing the African music? I'm like, Bob, it's from the Lion King. I was like, you've seen the Lion King, haven't you? He's like, yeah, I'm not on that one.
I was not on that one. It's probably the most classic Disney film, one of the top five.
I know of it. I know Lion King, but I couldn't.
Of course, you know of it, but to not even.
I don't think it's possible to be alive in our age and not know of it.
He didn't even know the song and of like the holding Simba up. This is a man going into the entertainment industry.
Growing up, like, what were you watching?
30 for 30.
I'll be honest with you.
That's fine. But movie wise,
it was ESPN, and then the morning I would watch Yankees Encore. I would watch the rerun of the Yankees. My brother would make fun of me all the time. I would watch Yankees Encore, watch the rerun of which was so sick. But you know, my parents always told me that I just couldn't sit still. They couldn't get me to sit still. Yes. Like, I just wouldn't, you know, I just
very fidgety.
I mean, fidgety. I don't like the word fidgety, you know.
All right, well, you have a lack of attention span then, fidgety. Bob.
It's like I got medical issues, you know what I mean? Not fidgety.
No,
you know,
I think fidgety is a good word.
I guess so. Maybe. I mean, look, yeah, it's wild.
Not to know the Lion King. I can't.
Lion King is even worse than Independence
Day. It's even worse than Independence Day.
It's a lot worse. So, like, you never watched like any of the Disney classics growing up, like Cinderella?
Yeah, I watched Miracle.
But like, you never saw Cinderella?
No, I bet you
didn't Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
No. Little Mermaid, probably no. Definitely not Pocahontas. I guarantee you he's never watched
Bambi?
Pinocchio?
No. Now, mind you, I might have seen it when I was a kid, but I don't remember it. Okay. You know, like I couldn't tell you what it was about.
Yeah, I got it.
Toy Story?
Toy Story, I like. That's a good movie.
Okay, if you didn't watch Toy Story. See how excited he was when he finally had one that he had seen? He perked up like nobody.
Toy Story, that's a good one.
Or Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that's fucking great.
I mean, I'd love to move on if you guys are ready.
Yeah, no problem. That's all right. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the hot seat for one second.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, look, here's the bottom line. I've been taking some L's. The Venicini
worked out very well.
Of course.
For Luna.
Let me tell you something, Mickey B. For Luna.
Did they actually sell out of the Venicini?
I don't know. I don't know, but I got to tell you, I was there in person. It was on the menu. I asked the waiter about
see
it.
See that on the menu.
Lou messaged the group chat. He said, "Bob, we're out of fettuccine." For those who don't know, Lou, Bear Down's friend, owns an Italian restaurant in Jersey. Shout out Luna's Woodfire Tavern. And he put, after the whole Venicini debacle yesterday, he put Venicini a la Bobby on the menu. And the balls for him to do that, in the sense that so many people probably, obviously not everybody there listens to the Brilliant Dump Show. So many people are like, this guy's an idiot. He spelled Venicini wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, he did put
underneath. He put the description.
He had the correct.
Yeah, I saw that. I know, but there had to be.
Had to be confusion.
But good
there
for
had
Luke,
to be confusion.
He didn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't.
The server seemed out. Right on top of it too. He just said that's a fettuccine noodle with a grilled chicken on top. Look,
yeah, it's an L. It's that was a big that was a big L. I had that L. The Lion King L, and then the post I did yesterday where I called Emerald.
Oh, God. Getting,
like he's a precious stretch. Stone.
Yeah, I kind of. Can we get into the fucking top five?
Sure, Mike.
Can we?
You brought up the L's. I wasn't going to go into a historic deep dive. Well, I wasn't looking to go down the rabbit hole. I was just mentioning the movie thing. It just boggles my mind.
You've got to be able to wear your L's. Yeah. You do. Absolutely do. Fat Perez took an L yesterday. Giuseppe, Lord knows Giuseppe's had his fair share of L's.
Mark, now, you see, you say that's an L for Perez. I think it's I think he conceives that as a W, and I'm not so sure I disagree with him.
Well, especially for the extra community, he's a representative of all the other people out there.
He is the representative of the people, period.
Yes, he is.
I mean, man. I'm going to have to take a put up that is absolutely tremendous. All right, gentlemen. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to be doing, and I think it's only right. Here we are, 4th of July. These folks are listening to it on the 5th. But we are going to be doing top 5 July 4th foods. Okay. Now, that could be a side, and I think we all agree that I think that could be a side.
Has
I think
to be
that
able
could
to be a side, yeah.
Yep, be an entree as well. And I'm actually going to have Mikey V start us off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could have went with like an all meat top 5, to be honest, entree style, but I did mix it up sides. And so I'll start at 5. Give me baked beans. I think baked beans are one of the best sides with the bacon, that like thick molasses or whatever, brown sugar. Just baked beans, just put it on the side of the plate and give me a big, big old scoop of that. I'll take that any day of the week. Baked beans at 5. Number 4, give me some Jersey corn on the cob. I love a good piece of corn on the cob, on the grill. Wrap it in foil when it's coated in butter. Let it sit on that grill, especially if it's the white corn, which is very, very hard to find these days. I don't see it anywhere anymore. The all white corn, sweet like sugar. Give me corn on the cob at 4. Number 3, pasta salad. Mm-hmm. Pasta salad, so many variations, so versatile, could go any which direction. You could have it, your style. I don't mind the style with like the store-bought cookie cutter mayo. Like, I don't mind that at all. I could eat that, or I could go with the homemade version, the balsamic, the mozzarella balls, the tomato slices, the red onion. There's so many different directions that could go. Give me pasta salad at 3. Number 2, give me the glizzy. I'll take the hot dog. I love a hot dog, bro. Mm-hmm. Thuman's preferably, got to be a Thuman's hot dog. Preferably, I love Thuman's. Thuman's is the best. Thuman's is the best hot dog by my estimation. I mean, I think Thuman's is doesn't taste like your regular dirty water dog. A Thuman's dog.
Can you be honest with me for a second? Yeah. In all seriousness, have you ever reached out to Thuman's for a brand deal?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. But I tell you what, maybe that'll come to fruition after this, and it would be fantastic because I do love the Thuman's dog. The best crisp. Those dogs that are like, the bigger dogs, like they get that real crispy skin. The best. Fuck?
As if we're heard all of that supposed before. To know Thuman's.
You know I think I mean? A lot. I think you'll see when this goes up. A lot of people will know Thuman's. And if you do know Thuman's, comment in the comments. That you know.
The voice of the voiceless.
The voice of the voiceless. Back to his old ways. Old habits die hard.
Leading for some votes.
And then the top dog has to be the hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever you want to do with it. I think you cannot go to a barbecue. I don't think I've ever been to a barbecue on a 4th of July where there's no hamburgers or hot dogs, but hamburger. Just as the classic American pickles, ketchup, lettuce, American cheese, nothing screams patriot more than a big fat fucking cheeseburger on the grill coming hot off the grill. I got to go burger number one. Slight edge over the dog. I am a huge dog guy. I love a good hot dog. But
that's burger a pretty good list there, Beardo.
I was going to go ahead. I could take the two slot here, but I was going to check to see if you had any issues with that. I don't. I think it's a really.
No, I think it's a very good list from top to bottom.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to take it away here. Yeah, Bear Down. I like that a lot. Number five for me, I love the baked beans play. I think you got to, and you know what? I don't have baked beans a ton. If I'm at like a, you know, a good barbecue place or whatnot, July 4th, the baked beans have got to be there. Bear Down, you said it best with the bacon. It's sweet. Give me that at five. Number four, and I think it's key, absolutely key, is the pasta salad. The thing that I like about the pasta salad, you could have it pre, and then you could pick at it after when you're really getting hammered. You could pick at it as well to kind of feed you up. And then number three is going to be an item that I think Joe mentioned a few episodes ago. And since he did, I've been going to Trader Joe's and getting so much of it. I got it in the fridge now. It is a summer food like you wouldn't believe. Give me watermelon at three. Having watermelon there is just next level. Now, I get the hot dog thing. I think it's so iconic for 4th of July, so I would never knock it. I'm not a huge hot dog guy. And to be honest with you, ever since me and Joe did the 18 hot dog challenge,
I
haven't had a hot dog since, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. So I can't even put the hot dog there. Number two, I actually went with ribs.
Ribs are good.
Ribs all day long. Hard to fuck those things up. I got ribs at two. That's really all I have to say about that. And then number one, Mikey V, right with you there, pal. Give me the hamburger at one. Iconic, whether it's July 4th or not, or McDonald's, it don't matter. Hamburgers are hamburgers, and they belong on the throne. We send it over to Giuseppe D.
All right. I think we're going to have a similar list. Number five, I'm going to do something that you guys didn't put on. I do like the pasta salad play. I'm going to go with potato salad at number five. I just like the consistency, the texture. I think it's a really good thing to, you could put a little dollop on your plate. You don't have to commit, but it's a very good side. So give me that at five. At number four, I'm going to go with the corn on the cob. I think that that's just a solid play all around. And I'm a big side guy. Like I like to have my one piece of protein, but I like to have a culmination of sides that surround it. So give me the corn on the cob at four. At three, Bob, the watermelon play was phenomenal. I thought I was going to be the only one who did it. Watermelon at three for me is as well. I think it's just so good. And you know what? Some people will even now, they become very innovative. They put like vodka in it. They make like a watermelon vodka bowl and all this fun shit.
I mean, that's a different story there.
You know what you said too about the watermelon? That's so true. Is you want it to be soft. You know how when you get some of that hard stuff, you kind of want to stay away.
The more firm. I like the firm.
Oh, you like the more firm?
I like the closer you get to the rind, it gets a little bit more firm. I like
that. Like the firm part?
I don't like it when it's too mushy. It's soft is okay, but if it's too mushy.
Yeah, I like
mushy,
it soft.
Yeah. Well, we would do well together. We would be able to crush a watermelon, no problem. You take the soft, I'll take the hard. At number...
That's what she said.
That really didn't come. I saw it as it was happening. I think me and Mikey...
Everything went in slow motion. Don't say. Too late.
You're doing great, Giuseppe D. The list so far is doing a really good job.
You guys have some obsession with watermelon, but that aside, I think
a lot of people like watermelon. It's just very
people love watermelon. People love watermelon. The sick part is I love watermelon beverages. The High Noon watermelon, the White Claw watermelon. That's my favorite by far, but I'm just not a huge fan.
You ever done a watermelon margarita?
No. I can't say that is a game. I'm sure it's good.
It's a game changer.
I was gonna say you guys would do good on a watermelon margarita. You take the soft, he takes the hard.
All right, well, you shut the fuck up. All right, number two here. Salty rim. I'm gonna go with smoked brisket. I fucking love like a good smoked brisket. Now the problem is not a lot of people commit to it, so it's I'm going to do a sidebar, okay? We're moving the brisket to honorable mention.
Oh, and we're gonna
Because as I was finishing my thought, I was saying, you thought about it. But here's the thing, I think it's to your favorites, Joseph. It is my favorite, but I think I'm going to get, I'm going to get torched because not a lot of people do it.
That's part of the game though, but Joe. I mean, I said tomato on top five fruits. Yeah. I stick to it every single day.
Okay, then I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with it.
Oh, now he's going back.
I'll stick with it then. I was going to say like, okay, that, I'll stick with it. Smoked brisket is unbelievable. It's
You'll get some support.
It's just, it's not the most popular, but it's what I like. I don't give a shit what the popular vote is.
That's what this is about.
You know what? Then maybe you should change it to honorable mention.
What?
Maybe you should change it to honorable mention.
He's being a douchebag right now. I don't know what the hell's up his spine. You're out of line. All right. Number one, I'm going to go with a cheeseburger. I think cheeseburgers, I mean, it's hard to go against it. And again, a lot of people are going to say, you know, you didn't put hot dog or wiener or sausage or whatever you want to call it. But like, will you guys stop with the phallic fucking references? For the love of God, what are we, 5 years old?
Wiener.
Whatever. What you?
Just a bizarre word.
No, we were
heard a bizarre word though, Joe. Wiener. Yeah.
No, that was unnecessary. That was unnecessary.
My point is that the hot dog is good, but I think it's overvalued. If I'm being honest, it's like I don't know. I don't get jazzed up about it.
You never had a fucking Thumans. I don't think that's
the well. Apparently not. Maybe if that's the case,
the Thumans
could be the game changer.
I'm telling you. Thumans.
It's like Thumans is like Doritos. Like everybody knows.
I cannot wait.
Frito-Lay is now working with Thumans.
Okay. The comment section will be flooded with Thumans. In fact, if we could get the graphic for the hot dog, a Thumans graphic, because specific centric.
Oh, poor Ticket's got his work cut out. Now he's got a
But he's good though. He thrives under the pressure. He really does. All right, honorable mentions, boys.
Honorable mentions. I'll go with ribs.
Did you get your one though, Joe? He did cheeseburger.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I'll do ribs for my honorable mention. I think good thing of ribs is you can't go wrong with.
Mikey V.
You know what? I'm gonna go with coleslaw. I think a homemade coleslaw, or you slap that sucker on like a pulled pork sandwich. Like I was kind of going back and forth between pulled pork or coleslaw, but let's just assume something like that. Even coleslaw on a burger, bro. Coleslaw is just fucking if it's right, it's fucking right. And I love it.
If it's wrong, it's really wrong.
Yes, true, Joe. That's why it's an honorable mention and it's not in the five, but I love me some coleslaw.
I think potato salad is more iconic for July 4th, but I think coleslaw is better. But my honorable mention that we didn't say, barbecue chicken.
I love barbecue chicken.
I think has to be thrown on there. That's a big 4th of July thing.
I feel like that's a side piece you just put on the plate at the end just to kind of round it out.
The only problem with chicken is like, I just worry about who cooks it, because if you overcook chicken, it's almost inedible if they overcook
and
it.
You
they
can't got too undercook much
going
it.
On. No, you can't. You got to nail it. And you know, if you got a lot going on, it's not easy to nail chicken on. It's not, but I do love barbecue chicken. The sauce, everything. I do love that call, Bob. So I'm with that.
All right, gentlemen. Well, happy 4th. To you boys, have yourself a damn good week. I love you boys and I appreciate you boys, and to the followers, we appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe. This has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Till next time.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.